All right, the news of the day, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. C.J. Gardner-Johnson was injured today with an apparent knee injury. He was carted off, was not able to put any pressure on that knee.
No, God!
Yeah, wasn't a good look at all. Reports were it was very, very quiet. Players took a knee. And it was a pretty lengthy stoppage and unable to put any kind of weight on that at all. Did not look good. We heard from D'Amico Ryans. He didn't have anything in terms of an update at the time. He spoke to the media after practice. We will hear in about 35, 40 minutes from now, we will hear from Sean Pendergast, who was out there and saw it all, kind of saw a lot of the aftermath of it. We'll get his thoughts and everything that he was able to see coming up at 3:40 as he joins us from West Virginia. But a really tough situation, Clint. Again, we don't know exactly what the outcome of this is. Does not look good. It looks like he may miss some time, Clint. Not sure what it will be. But yeah, just a tough thing and something, you know, coaches and everybody in the back of their minds, they want to get work done, but they want to avoid this kind of thing, to have an injury to a starter, an important starter for this team. So
we don't like that.
It is a tough day in that locker room for them.
Yeah, look, it's a tough day. There's no doubt. I mean, this is a guy that comes in and brings a Super Bowl mindset. Which I think everybody in the room can respect. I mean, one way to garner respect, the quickest way to garner respect in a locker room, especially a locker room that's a 10-win team, that has some alphas in that room, that has been a playoff team, one way is to win a Super Bowl and come walking in that locker room next year. You're the one that's done you're the one that's done what everybody else in the room wants to do. And so, yeah, I think there was an immediate response to C.J. Gardner-Johnson being a Texan. There was an immediate amount of respect and I think he was immediately given put in a spot of leadership, and the expectations that came with that were to help this team take the next step, and I think that was very real with the acquisition of C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and I don't think he had disappointed. No. He was out there working his ass off. He was making plays. He was being himself. He was setting the tone. He was one of the more vocal players out there. And so, this is a painful, it hurts to see anybody get hurt. I mean, it really does. It sucks to see anybody get hurt. But when it's a guy that's one of the more vocal players that was brought in specifically to help you get over the hump and become a championship contender, it hurts even more. So, just hope and pray that the results of the MRI, the results of the injury report that we get is something where he can come back at some point sooner rather than later and help this team, and it's not a season-ending injury.
Yeah, I think for me, and you know this better than I do, Clint, the thing for me is when you see how a player reacts and, like, their immediate reaction, you can see the concern and the, like, he immediately... Reports were that he was banging his fist on the turf and on his stomach before he rolled over. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, athletes, these guys kind of know. They kind of know that this isn't just an ankle roll. This isn't like this could be something serious. And by reports, it seemed like that may have been his reaction as well. So hopefully, as you said, this is more of a Grugier Hill situation where he was scared, more scared with the knee issue than it was serious. But he was carted off, unable to put weight on that. So that is the big news of the day. If you're just jumping in, some of you may be getting off work here at 3:00. That is the top story of the day. All right, the other CJ, reports out had maybe like a 50% completion day, up and down, very similar to what his training camp has been like. Some good, some bad. I feel like overall it seemed like the offense was more, solid today. Not just they held their own at times, and got some given to them, and then was able to give some back to the defense. So a more competitive day from the offense today. But I was listening to CJ talk yesterday to the media, and it really brought up something that you have been talking about, which may be the biggest challenge of this season for the Texans and CJ Stroud. This was CJ Stroud responding to kind of how hard it is to take lessons when the defense is dominating the way they have at times during training camp.
Yeah, it's you know, like, it's the difference. It's the balance between being a competitor and then being, like, you know, falling in love with the process and not the progress and not, like, the result in the moment. Sometimes you can throw a ball and it'd be look like a bad ball, but bad communication between, you know, myself and the receiver. So that's just, like, one point of emphasis on, you know, like, having to work through those kinks, because that's what comes in with, like, a newer scheme. So, but, yeah, other than that, like, you know, you still don't want to be turning the ball over or, you know, like, see bad plays. But I think we've gotten past that part in camp. And, you know, now it's just, like, more competitive on both sides. And but, yeah, you got to be able to still compete and, like, hold yourself to a standard that you're not going to, you know, make mistakes. But when those things happen, learning from them and just having that balance.
All right, that's CJ Stroud talking about it yesterday. And you said this last week, I believe. This is going to be the challenge for CJ Stroud. Is how is he going to be able – and I think we're going to learn a lot from CJ. How is he going to be able to handle – the potential frustrations that are going to come? Because Clint, I don't know if we know exactly what this offense is going to be, but I'd be willing to bet, Clint, at least early, it's not just going to fit like a glove, and it's not going to just come easy to them. Like, I think Jared Goff and what they do in Detroit, I feel like they walk out there and it comes easier to them than maybe some offenses. I don't think that it's going to be that way, at least early, for the Texans. And I think you hit the nail on the head last week. That is going to be something that he is going to have to handle, and a challenge that he hasn't had.
Yeah, look, I think it's, for me, I've said it a million times, last year the theme of for me in camp and ultimately what bleeds over into the season is, you know, how was CJ going to handle and juggle that difference between playing that boring Brady ball and then this new aggressive down the field attack and stretch the field approach they had last year? That was the thing. The theme this year is how does CJ Stroud handle all the adversities and frustrations that come with installing a new offense and continue to look at it and continue to grow in a positive direction and not get frustrated and not get overwhelmed with, man, the pocket just keeps collapsing. Not get, you know, discouraged when, you know, you throw two picks in a practice kind of deal and you have a run of practice where, man, 4 days in a row, the defense gets the best of you. You know, how does CJ...
things ain't going the way you want it to be going.
Right, because what CJ, like, you really, they're not just installing a new offense. I mean, CJ, for the first time, is taking complete control of the line of scrimmage. So, and he's doing so speaking a foreign language. He's doing so, you know, with probably a lot of initial second guessing of himself and his decisions. And, like, how does CJ handle that level of frustration, that level of adversity? I would love for this to have been my problem, so don't take this as a negative, but this is the first time that we've seen CJ Stroud in a situation, Ron, where he didn't walk in the door every day with better players than the opponent. Like, he's walking in.
You think even different from year one here?
Well, yeah, because I'm referring to the defense. Like, year one, he wasn't going out there every day, and you know, we didn't know who was who and what was what. Right now, he's going out there every day, tasked with installing this offense and having a bigger voice to the line of scrimmage and taking more control and not getting the results that he wants. And guess what? He's going against a championship caliber defense. He's got a first-time play caller. Right, he's got a running back that's seen a lot, but's coming off another injury. He's got Nico Collins and a bunch of other guys, and he's got an offensive line that was overhauled. And they didn't spend any money while they did it, right? So this is the first time I think in CJ's career where, hey man, you got to go out there and do more with less, you know. And by the way, you got to do more with less, and that them guys on the other side's a championship caliber defense. We have not seen CJ Stroud in that kind of environment day in, day out. So really, how does he handle it? How does he – and he's, and look, CJ, as far as we are concerned and the fan base is concerned, CJ's going to do and say the right things. And, in fact, I criticize CJ because I believe he does and says the right things too often. At some point in time, throw your helmet and get disgusted
but,
with
but
it.
Does right? that, but does that potentially happen, though? Like, does that
– potentially,
do
we'll
we
see.
Get to a space where well, he it right. You know, he blows a gasket.
Look, I would bet a large sum of money that we never see that from C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
But I do believe that is the reality of the environment is he's going out there every day with a huge responsibility and a big-time task laid at his feet. And he goes out there every day and has to deal with guys going 1,000 miles an hour in helmets and sweats. And he goes out there every day with these new blitzes and these new coverages and rolling this and rolling that. And he's like, man, I'm just trying to learn this three receiver concept that we got called and how to read it. And these guys are throwing exotic coverages at. Like, how do you handle that? And I just believe it. For me personally, I believe it's a first time because from a sports standpoint, I'm not saying CJ's never been through adversity in his life. Everybody relax. I know I understand he has. I'm talking sports adversity. It's the first time he's ever walked out there with lesser than and had to work in an uphill fashion, if you will, in every sense of the word, schematically, right, roster-wise, talent-wise, he's having to work uphill every single day. How does he handle that? That's going to determine what this – I'll tell you this. It's going to determine how quickly this offense becomes a factor in the season. Right? I mean, you hope like hell, and I think they're going to refrain from being an absolute negative factor and a problem, but how quickly do we see a team under C.J. Stroud with this group and Nick Caley that can go out there and beat Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Bucks in a shootout? When do you got to have that in your game. You got to have that in your toolbox. At what point is that possible with this group? And that's just one example, right? That's what CJ's up against here.
Someone texted in, how is this different from what he had to face last year?
He wasn't installing a new offense.
And
last year.
Like he was every way almost possible?
He wasn't installing a new offense. He was running an offense that he just run rookie of the year with and led the league in touchdown or yards per game yeah. and few interceptions. I'd say he had a pretty good grasp on it. He was coming in with a five-headed monster of Joe Mixon, Dalton Schultz coming off of a huge year, a big year, maybe not huge, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, and Steph Diggs. And that group, really all the work needed to be done was some chemistry work with Steph Diggs. I would not say that he was having to do more with less. I would say that he had an embarrassment of riches to some degree.